Hello, it's the 25th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Alexia Estate Management recently filed an application for a Luton Town Centre regeneration project. The proposed 3- and 5-storey buildings on the corner of Silver Street and Cheapside would consist of 28 flats, a gymnasium, a restaurant and 5 retail units. Plans also include the destruction of a car park currently on the site in order to create a park area with access to the River Lee. Mohammed Hussein, Labour councillor for Farley, inquired about the availability of affordable housing within the scheme. Graham Dore, the principal planning officer, answered that 4 2-bedroom and 1 2-beds might be likely. Plan permission has unanimously been approved. A major recruitment drive has seen an increase in police officer numbers across Bedfordshire. Data provided by the Home Office show that officer numbers across the county have increased by almost 75, for an officer total of just under 1,400. The Adult Services Overview and Security Committee heard on Tuesday that funding for domestic abuse programmes was drying up. They were told by Chief Officer of Family Groups Charlotte Day, who oversees the Bedford's Women's Centre. She stated that during the pandemic, there had been an increase in donations from individuals and organisations, but now cuts would have to be made. Ms Day stated, "If services like ours are lost, where will these women go?" A convoy of 100 tractors from the Young Farmers Club barreled through the villages of Wootton, Turvey, Carlton and Harold in memory of beloved community member Jane Helliwell. The group also managed to raise almost £6,500 for Sue Ryder St John's Hospice. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.